All right, this morning turn to Jeremiah chapter 51. In your Old Testament there, the book of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, chapter 51. This morning I'm just going to preach one of the old-time evangelistic messages. Jeremiah chapter 51. In this chapter, the Holy Spirit, through the pen of the prophet Jeremiah, it's talking about the destruction of Babylon. At this time, man, they were ruling everything. They were the power. I mean, they were the superpower of their day at this time. And I'm sure that some of them, when they heard this, thought, oh, this couldn't happen. Man, look at our army. Look at our might. Look at our great Babylon. Nothing can happen to us, but it did. I'm just going to skip around a few bits to get to my verse. In verse 45, he says, my people, go ye out of the midst of her, deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. You know, God's not pleased with sin. People can get by with sin just so often. But the Bible says, be sure. And when God says be sure, you can be sure. Be sure your sin will find you out. I was working on something the other day. Jezebel got by with sin for 17 years. God has said 17 years before, the dog's going to eat it. Nothing happened. 17 years later, it came to pass exactly like God said it would. The dog was eating. Be sure your sin will find you out. Verse 47, therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. The same things in verse 52. Therefore, the days come, says the Lord, that I will do judgment upon her graven images, throughout all the land, the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon should mount up to heaven, and though she should fortify the heights of her strength, yet from me shall spoilers come unto her, saith the Lord. Down at verse 56. Because the spoilers come upon her, even upon Babylon, her mighty men are taken, everyone that and their bows is broken. For the Lord God of recompense shall surely requite. And I'll make drunk her princes, and all her wise men, her captains, her rulers, and her mighty men. They shall sleep a perpetual sleep, and not wake, saith the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts. Listen, when God says it, you can take it to the bank. It's going to happen. Verse 58, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. I want you to notice that phrase. I was reading through this sometime last fall, and this one phrase kind of stood out, and I've adopted it. The folk in the fire. Now, today we put an S, so we say folks. This is an old English word. It's a plural noun. I looked up in the dictionary. It said it refers to people in general, folk. And to this morning, while you're sitting there in that pew, in those chairs, there are literally folk in the fire. People that maybe have sat in this building. People that you rub elbows with at work. People that walked these streets at one time. People that shopped at Walmart at one time. People you've seen at gas stations at one time. This morning there are folk in the fire. Now, they labor in vain, according to this text. They're weary, according to this text. But I turned over to Matthew chapter 13, what's happening to the folks this morning while you're sitting there in that chair? What about these folk in the fire? What are they experiencing? Matthew chapter 13 will tell us that. And verse 42, and shall be cast to a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Listen, Christian, this morning, if we could just hear what's going on in hell today, it'd make a soul winner out of you. If we just hear their anguish, their cry, their despair, with no hope. Folk in the fire. Who are these folk in the fire? I want to show you in just a moment from the scripture. Who are the folk in the fire? Let's fire into the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll just speak to our hearts this morning. The people that may be here sitting in this building this morning that's not saved, if they do not receive Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, they'll end up joining these folk in the fire. I pray for each Christian. We may realize we've got loved ones. We've got friends. We've got neighbors. They end up joining these folk in the fire unless they get saved. God, speak to our hearts today as Christians. Stir us to go out and take the gospel to the lost and dying world. That person, that man or woman, that young person, if they be in this building this morning that's lost, help them to get saved today before they join the folk in the fire. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Who are these folk in the fire? Number one, outrageous sinners. Those who practice and love sin while here upon this earth. They didn't come out and say they hated the church. They just ignored the church. They didn't read their Bible. They didn't believe in God. They didn't believe things that were decent and good. Hollywood has affected a lot of, and is responsible for a lot of folks in the fire. A lot of what we call Hollywood stars have died, and they're part of the folk in the fire. Now, growing up, I had two favorites. I mean, as a kid, I liked John Wayne. Boy, he was my hero. Him and Jimmy Stewart. Boy, I almost worshiped them. Man, they were great. Well, Ronald Reagan wrote a book on his stories. He told about John Wayne and Jimmy Stewart. He said the three of them came out of a restaurant back in the 1960s, and some hippies had taken down the American flag and were raising up a Viet Cong flag. He said, John Wayne said, now, Ronnie, you stay here. You're running for office. He said, him and Jimmy Stewart weighed down that crowd. He said, I don't know exactly what happened, but a few minutes, that Viet Cong flag came down, the American flag went up. I like that. John Wayne was witnessed to by Stuart Hamlin, I'm not sure whether he got saved or not, visiting the place there in Indiana, Pennsylvania. Jimmy Stewart may have been a Christian, I don't know, but a lot of these Hollywood stars had no time for God, married, divorced, drinking, had no time for God whatsoever. And they're part of the folk in the fire. All right, who are the folk in the fire? Go with me to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5. Who are the folk in the fire? Verse 19 says this. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. That's uncontrolled lust. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. That's selfishness. Emulations, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, of such like, of which I tell you before, as also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If they don't inherit the kingdom of God, what happened? Folk in the fire. Folk in the fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Know ye not, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, that's a homosexual crowd, nor views themselves mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Who are the folk in the fire? Who are these folk in the fire? Verse 21 of Romans chapter 1. Because that when they knew God, they glorified not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, those worshiping all kind of things other than God himself. They're folk in the fire. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause God gave them up. Folk in the fire. Folk in the fire. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. But the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. These refused salvation. They rejected Jesus Christ. They sit in places just like you're sitting this morning. There are preachers like your pastor. Get up and preach the gospel. Run out of the word of God. And yet sit there and refused it. Refuse to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. These are the outright sinners. The Adolf Hitlers. Those that flew the plane into the tower. The John Dillingers. The Husseins. The Bin Ladens. People that walk the streets of this town that without Jesus Christ. They choose sin rather than Christ. They choose their booze. They choose their lust and reject Jesus Christ. You mean, preacher, you mean to say that God will let them go to hell? John chapter 8 and verse 24 says this. And this is written in red. This is Jesus Christ himself out here upon the earth said this. I say therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Folk in the fire. Outright sinners. Outright sinners. While I was in college, one summer I worked for Lumen Oil Company in America, down Mobile, Alabama. I was working around that where they blast that stuff and bring to such high heat, it melts everything out of it. They had a huge furnace there. Had pipes with all kind of material going through in it. There was a fellow there that I worked with. Nice man. And he was sitting there one night reading the Watchtower. I'll never forget this. I said, what are you reading? He said, oh, this is good material. I said, really? I said, what do you think happens to a person they die without getting saved? He said, oh, man, they bust hell wide open. I said, that's not what that book says you're reading. He said, don't. I said, I don't believe in hell. He went over, opened that furnace door and threw that thing in. But he was right. Bust hell wide open. A person, no matter how, well, let's get to the second point. Outright sinners, folk in the fire. But maybe a bigger majority than that is religious sinners. Religious sinners. They don't steal, cheat, gamble, commit adultery. They don't murder, rob banks. They don't smoke pot or even camels. These are the part of what we call the moral majority. They attend church now and then, and some very regular. This is a large percentage of Americans. They'll sit in church and sing Amazing Grace, but they've never experienced it. They'll sing Power in the Blood, don't know what they're talking about. You realize right now in America, according to a recent survey, 76% of people in America believe in heaven. In fact, in the same survey, 82% of them think they're going to go, but their neighbor's not. But they believe in heaven. But yet, they don't really receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Religious sinners. Many preachers. You mean preachers are down there in that folk in the fire? Look maybe to Galatians chapter 1. Yes, there are preachers in the folk in the fire. Galatians chapter 1. I find these words. Verse 6 says, marvel not, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Which is not another. By the way, there's only one gospel that can get you to heaven. That's the fact that Jesus Christ died upon Calvary's cross, was buried, rose again. His blood will wash away all your sins if you come to him. It's not my gospel, your gospel. It's God's gospel. Which is not another, verse 7, but there be some that trouble you who would pervert the gospel of Christ. And boy, that's being done all across this country. But though we are an angel of heaven, from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. Now hold on to that word for a moment. And we say before, as I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that you have received, let him be accursed. This is the strongest language in the New Testament. Actually, that literally reads, let him be assigned to hell. Join the folk in the fire. Preaching, you mean preachers, some preaching another gospel? 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. They'll join the folk in the fire. Let me give one example. I can give you many. In Huntington, Pennsylvania, pastor one of the largest churches there made the statement, if you just do the best you can, when you die, the elevator will be going the right direction. Folks, that's foolish. That's foolish. I can give you another example. The biggest church in the area where I live, the biggest church, is called the Church in the Now. Their music is so loud, the city fathers came out and made them dig a trench around the church and put something there to deaden the sound because it was breaking glasses in houses half a block away. The pastor got up last month from the pulpit and said, I want to come out and tell you folks I'm gay. He's not God's preacher. He's a false apostle. He's a deceitful worker. He's going to, unless he gets saved, he'll join the folk in the fire. Look at the Pharisees, Matthew chapter 23. These people prayed more than you and I pray. These people probably gave more to the church than you and I give. These, in fact, just looking at their outward life, would say, man, these folks are good church members. Verse 13 of chapter 23 of Matthew, Jesus speaking to them says this, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Verse 14, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Hey, he's talking to people that knew how to pray. He's talking to people that blow a trumpet on the street corner, raise their hands up towards heaven and pray for long prayers. He's talking about them. Religious people. Woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Verse 16, woe unto you blind guides. Verse 17, you fools and blind. Verse 19, you fools and blind. Verse 23, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Verse 25, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Verse 27, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Verse 29, woe unto you scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Here's religious people, probably more religious than anybody in this building as far as religion's concerned. But look at verse 33. You serpents, you generation of vipers, how can you escape the damnation of hell? These people prayed their way into the folk in the fire. Prayed their way right into hell itself. What a tragedy. Child of hell. Luke 18 talks about one that went in the temple and prayed. Said, I thank God I'm not like other people. I'm not extortioner. That's good. I give tithes. That's good. I'm not like this old publican living a clean life. That's good. But right now that man is in one of the folk in the fire. He never got saved as far as we know. And then there's not only the religious sinners are part of the folk in the fire. They're surprised sinners. Matthew chapter 7. There are surprised sinners. Verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name? And thy name have cast out devils, and I have named on many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity. Listen, does he know you today? Here's some people. Man, they said, we prayed, we gave up. I never knew you. Why? They never received Christ, became part of the family of God. And they're part of the folk in the fire. Surprised sinners. It is terrible to go to hell from a bar room. It's worse to go to hell from a church pew. Religious sinners. Know how to pray prayers. Read their Bible, memorize scriptures. Good moral people, folk in the fire. And then there's indifferent sinners that are down there. Well, preacher, what you say may be true, but I just don't care. I'm living a good life. I go to work. I come home. I eat my meals. I watch my football games. I just have a good time. Indifferent. A lot of indifferent folks are folk in the fire today. Don't join them. Don't join them. And then there's procrastinating sinners or folk, part of the folks in the fire. Boy, what the preacher said, man, it kind of touched my heart. It kind of got me inside, and I knew I should do something, but just not now, preacher. I've got so many things I've got to do this year. I don't have time for it right now. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, maybe next. Folk in the fire, procrastinating, putting off. Good people, bad people, part of the folk in the fire, part of the folk in the fire. That's the folk. What about the fire? Is it really real? Listen, folks, if this Bible says it, you can count on it. I like the scripture up there. God's preserved his word all these years, 400 years, good old King James. I've got one in my car I'll be reading from tomorrow in the camp meeting. But this book teaches what the fire is. Let's go to Luke chapter 16. Folk in the fire. Is it really real? Is it really fire? Luke chapter 16. Listen to this man that actually went there. Luke chapter 16. verse 24. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am what? Tormented in what? This flame. Now, folks, listen, this man lived centuries ago. And Jesus, let us see what he's doing down there. Crying out just for a drop of water for his tongue. You know something? He's still there today. He still doesn't have a drop of water. Don't join him. Don't join him. Poke in the fire. It's flame. It's real. Matthew 13:42 said it's a furnace of fire. Malachi 4:1 says, burn as an oven. Psalm 21:9 says, as a fiery oven. I'll give you one more scripture. Isaiah 5:24. Book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 24. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so the root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go as dust, because they cast away the law of the Lord of hosts, and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. What's happening to them? Fire. Real fire. Well, asked, where is hell at the end of a Christ rejecting life? Listen, you can deny it here, but you'll not deny it there. You're not denied if you go there. Does it cause torment? Yes. This morning I want to go with me to the book of Numbers. I want to show you probably the most terrible portion in the entire Bible. I don't call Bible stories Bible stories, Bible truths. The most terrible Bible truth contained anywhere in the Bible is in the 16th chapter of the book of Numbers. This is an awful truth. This is a terrible thing to happen. Sin can cause terrible things to happen in your life. In the 16th chapter of Numbers, you have the rebellion against Moses and Aaron by Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Also, a fellow named On was with them, but On got off. He withdrew from them. Verse 29, you may want to read that entire chapter. But verse 26, and he spake to the congregation, saying, depart, and I pray you from these wicked men, and touch none of theirs, lest you be consumed in their sins. In verse 29, it says, these men die the common death of all men, or if they visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. That's what Moses said. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open up her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertaineth unto them, they don't go down quickly into the pit. Now, hold on to that word pit. Then shall you understand that these men have provoked God, provoked the Lord. It came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertaineth unto Korah and all his goods, and they that were all that appertaineth to them, went down alive into the pit. There's that word again. And the earth closed upon them. And they perished among the congregation, and all Israel that were round about them fled from the cry of them, and said, lest the earth swallow and lead us up. This word pit is actually the word Hades. For the unsaved person, it means hell. As Billy Sunday said, I believe in the word hell, H-E-L-L. These men actually were swallowed up alive into hell. My, what a terrible thing to happen. Can you picture that? As they rebelled, together, all together, God opened up the earth, and they dropped alive, body and soul. Their houses, their tents, everything they had dropped alive into hell. And it was so horrible. The scream of them, people turned and ran as fast as they could to get away from the place. What a horrible thing to happen. And those people are still there today. They're part of the folk in the fire. Our next question would come to my mind, how long does it last? How long does it last? Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 14. You say they're still there today. How long is it going to last? If I go there, how long will I be there? Isaiah 33:14. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? You see, you have a choice between everlasting life or everlasting burnings. It's your choice. It's your choice. Matthew 18:8, Mark 9:48, all agree that it's everlasting. Revelation chapter 14 says this, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast nor his image, whosoever receive the mark of his name. Listen, folks, it's eternal. It's forever and ever and ever and ever, with no rest day or night. Now, very quickly, when Jeremiah wrote this, Jeremiah chapter, which one there, when he wrote this, who was there? Who's some of the folks that was in the fire? There was religious Cain. Cain thought he could go his own way. By the way, he didn't worship Baal or Ashtaroth or Dagon. He brought an offering to God. But he came his own way. He left out the blood. He thought, I can work my way to heaven. There's a lot of people, maybe somebody here this morning, think, if I just join the church to do the best I can. Folks, Cain, that was Cain's mistake. And today, he's part of the folk in the fire. When Jeremiah wrote that, he was there. He was there. Even though he had tried to worship God, he worshiped the wrong way. Didn't come away with the cross. Didn't come away with the blood. And he's part of the folk in the fire. The people in Noah's day, outright sinners. I mean, they had no time for God. They laughed at Noah. They thought that we don't need that old-time religion. And they're part of the folk in the fire. Jezebel and Ahab, wicked sinners. When Jeremiah wrote this, they were part of the folk in the fire. Wicked sinners. Man, they hated God, they hated the Bible, they hated the church. No, it wasn't the church back then. They hated the prophets. And they, when Jeremiah wrote this, they were there. The prophets of Baal. Boy, they'd gather around their altar and they'd cry out, Baal, hear us, Baal, hear us. I imagine down there today they're still crying out, oh, Baal, hear us, get us out of here. They're still there. Since Jeremiah wrote this, there's some names we know that's joined folk in the fire. Judas Iscariot, the betrayer. Of all the people in the Bible, I don't understand Judas. He heard the greatest preaching that's ever been done upon this earth. He associated with the greatest people. He associated with Jesus Christ himself. And I dare say there's some people in New York, if Jesus Christ himself spoke on this, you'll reject him. If you want to hear this word, you wouldn't hear if Jesus Christ himself spoke to you. Judas didn't. He joined the folk in the fire. Festus called Paul mad, says, much learning make you mad. He knows today who's mad. Felix said, some more convenient time. He never found that convenient time. Agrippa cried out, almost, to persuade me to be a Christian. But folks, almost cannot avail. Almost is but the way of fail. I don't know if this is happening, but I can almost hear Agrippa down in folk in the fire crying out, almost, almost, almost. They lost. As the word reached up to catch the pearly gates, turned loose. Almost will get you join the folk in the fire. Multitudes from every kindred, tribe, and tongue have joined the folk in the fire. Now my question for you this morning is simply this. Not are you religious? Not if you do the best you can, not if you're a good person, but if you've been saved. If not, someday you'll join these folk in the fire. Rich, I don't believe it. You'll believe it then. You'll believe it then, too late. There's two cast outs I'm going to bring your attention. In John 6:37, Jesus said this, him that cometh unto me, I will nowise cast out. If you come to Jesus, he will not cast you out. That's his promise. You can be saved right here this morning. And he said, I'll not cast you out. You don't have to worry about being part of the folk in the fire. But there's another cast out in Revelation 20:15. Revelation 20, chapter 15. Whosoever is not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. If you come to him, he won't cast you out. If you don't come to him, someday he'll be sorry, I never knew you. You'll be cast. Join folk in the fire. I'll have the pastor give the invitation in just a moment. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Just Brother Art comes around and gets ready. If anyone bow your head and shut your eyes real tight, I won't embarrass you, I promise you that. But I care about your soul or I wouldn't be here. Let me ask a couple questions, and would you give me an honest answer? Be honest with this old preacher this morning. How many people in this building right now say, "Preacher, I know without any doubt I've been saved. I'll not be part of the folk in the fire. No, I'm saved." Can I see your hand as a testimony? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. All right, take hands down. I wonder who's here this morning and say, "Preacher, I don't really know that, but I'd like to know it. Man, I sure don't want to be part of that folk in the fire. If that's true, I don't, and it is, I don't want to be a part of that. Pray for me, I need to be saved." Can I see your hand? All over the building. "Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Pray for me. Pray for me." Anyone quickly? All right, God bless you. Who else? Who else? "Preacher, I'm just not, listen, you, yes, God bless you. You can be religious. That's good. Nothing wrong with being good. But it won't get you to heaven. It won't keep you out of the fire. Preacher, pray for me too. Join these." Who else? Who else to join these? I can pray for two or three more. I can pray for more. Anybody else quickly? Anybody else quickly? Heavenly Father, you've seen the hands. You know the hearts. Maybe there's some here that should have raised a hand that didn't. God, speak to their heart. Help them not to join the folk in the fire. Lord, I'd do anything I could trying to help them to get saved this morning. But they must make that decision themselves. Help them to get saved today. Not worry about being part of the folk in the fire. And we'll thank thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.